It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
What should you eat before you work out? What should you eat after you work out? Oh, yeah, by the way, you should be working out. Alex Berniker from Healthy Living with Alex will join us. She says you should be making your own baby food, too. It's easy, healthy, and inexpensive. What? You don't have a baby? That's okay. Freeze it. Somebody will use it eventually. Hi, it's Casey. I know I'm a little excited today, but let me tell you why. A few weeks ago, I went to the Life You Want weekend in Newark, New Jersey. Oprah Winfrey and a panel of trailblazers inspired me, two of whom have been guests on the show. Elizabeth Gilbert of Eat, Pray, Love fame and Mark Nepo. He wrote the Book of Awakening. Then there was Iyanla VanZant. Oh, I love her. And Pastor Rob Bell, the best-selling author of Love Wins. Something Rob said at that seminar was life-changing to me. Anyway, I come back to work, and what do I find in my inbox? An email asking me if I want to talk to Rob Bell, who has a new book out. Rob is a Christian pastor, yet this book appeals to all people of all religions or no religion who seek a more meaningful life. The universe is extraordinary. Do you know if all the empty space was taken out of all the atoms in the universe, the entire universe could fit in a sugar cube? You'll read lots of things like that in Rob's thought-provoking book, What We Talk About When We Talk About God. So, of course, I said yes to the interview and then waited on the appropriate day and time for the PR agency or whomever to connect his call. And what happened next surprised me. Rob called in himself. And I left that part of the interview intact, so you can hear what an unassuming guy this best-selling author, international teacher, and one of Time Magazine's 100 Most Influential People is. It started by me saying, I'm surprised to hear your voice.
What do you mean?
Usually someone calls and says, hello, I'm about to connect you to Rob Bell.
You know what? I don't have an assistant. I don't have an office. I don't have an entourage.
Wow. Nice to meet all of that. Can you do me a favor and pick up your phone?
I am pulling off a breakfast for my kids here. Okay, here we go.
Oh, yep. Wonderful. You're making breakfast for your kids?
Every morning.
Oh, fabulous. How many kids are there in the Bell House?
Three. Boy 16, a boy 14, and a girl 5.
And where's Mommy?
Mommy is always here and around, but she happens to be traveling today for a reunion with her college friends.
Oh, how wonderful.
Otherwise, the two of us would be here, and we would be rocking it.
Rocking the breakfast time. Hey, you were rocking it on stage a couple of weeks ago at the Prudential Center in Newark.
I was there, yes.
And so was I.
Oh, were you really?
Oh, was I really?
And how much fun was that?
It was fantastic. And of course, we're talking about the Oprah Winfrey, The Life You Want weekend. She was out on a tour, Rob Bell out on the tour with her. And I caught that in Newark a couple weeks back. And it was a fantastic night and then next day. And I waited until the end of the second day to take away my biggest nugget, the life-changing nugget.
Oh, really?
Somebody,
what was it?
Somebody on the panel said, you need to say no to the good things so you can say yes to the best things.
That's wise. That person was on it.
On it. And that was Rob Bell. And that's when my knees got a little weak, and I was like, thank you, God. That's the message I needed. It hit me right between the eyes. Then I come to work, and I get an email that says, would you like to talk to Rob Bell? Would I? And now I am. So God is good. The book is, isn't that wild?
That's a good story.
What We Talk About When We Talk About God, that's Rob Bell's latest book. And on the back it says, the New Yorker says, Bell is one of the most influential Christian leaders in the country. And the New York Times says, one of the country's most influential pastors. So prepare to be influenced, audience. Rob Bell is with us this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
What was Jesus's purpose?
What he said is he came to give us full and abundant and overflowing and vital life, which is the question that we're asking thousands of years later. What does the best kind of life look and feel and taste like, and how can you experience it now?
When I was at the Prudential Center in Newark with the Life You Want weekend, and you were one of Oprah's trailblazers, what were you saying when you said, say no to the good so you can say yes to the best?
that we're fire hosed, we're inundated, we're overwhelmed with opportunities in the modern world. We have 10,000 songs in our pocket. We can do FaceTime on our cell phone with people on the other side of the planet. We have thousands of things we could be doing, and it's easy to say yes to lots and lots and lots of things and become so busy. Busyness is almost like a disease. People just say it without even thinking about it. I'm busy, you're so busy, we're so busy, everybody's so busy, that it all becomes a giant feedback loop. And instead of doing a couple of things really well and having the joy and satisfaction of doing a few things really well, people end up doing lots and lots and lots and lots of things kind of well, distracted, busy, stressed, racing from one thing to another, and missing out on a few things done with purpose and intention.
And God wants us to slow down and do things with purpose and intention?
Well, sometimes it's the ego. We don't like the fact that there are limits to our energy or there are limits to what's possible to do in a day. Other times, it's this terror that we're going to miss out. But the heart of any authentic spirituality is your awareness that the divine presence, that God is with you right here, right now, whatever it is that you're doing. The most interesting place in the universe is where you are right now.
Absolutely. You know, I'm trying it. The message was mine to hear because I needed it so badly. I'm a super busy woman, and I don't want to be, but I'm afraid of missing out. But I've been practicing since I met you, and my life has improved tremendously. My life has improved tremendously, and I've been practicing, and I feel closer to God because I have more time to.
Oh, that's so well said. I was just with Richard Rohr, who you ought to interview sometime. He's amazing. He's an author, a Franciscan priest, and he says that what he repeats to himself over and over is just this. Let this moment, this person that I'm interacting with, this task, this job, this thing that I'm doing right now, just this. Let this be enough for me right now.
Wow.
I think this is the great crisis of the modern age, is people are going so fast that they aren't fully present. And so they're busier than ever, but feeling at a deep soul spirit level like they're missing out. You know what I mean? Like people have more things than ever they're doing, and yet at some strange, deep, almost existential level, people feel like they're missing out.
Right.
And in the traditions, in the wisdom tradition, in the mystic tradition, and you have a whole body of wisdom and teaching about how to be here, how to be now, how to be in this moment, and not distracted in somewhere else.
Rob Bell is the guest. What We Talk About When We Talk About God is the book. It's a New York Times bestseller. Why does it start out with so much science, your book?
Because in my interactions with lots of people, especially educated, accomplished people who have been living in the real world for a while now, there's this strange rift between the intellect and the heart, between science and faith, and it doesn't need to be. So one of the things I wanted to do is introduce people to science is extraordinary. It's filled with wonder and awe, and it's not even slightly opposed to God. That everything works together. It's all like long-lost dance partners.
Yeah. I have a quote on my desk, and I can't remember who said it, but I have the quote. It's the message that matters. It says, "Not a single atom in the universe opposes you."
Oh, ooh, that's good.
That's good. You can use that one, but Google it and find out who said it.
I'll do that.
You talk about in the book, there was one story that really touched me about women at a new yoga class and how they started to cry. And the story was how God is in our bodies. Can you speak on that for a second?
Yeah. This friend of mine was telling me that she lives in a small sort of rural town, and I think it was a church, started offering yoga classes, and the teacher noticed that women who were trying yoga for the first time would start sobbing and couldn't stop. And when she started to ask them about their experiences, what they all attested to was it was the first time somebody had introduced them to the idea that their body is good and that a healthy life is one in which your physicality is integrated. It's whole with the rest of your body. Like, your body's good. It's your friend. It's not an enemy to be at war with. It's not that you have a body. You are a body. And that for many of these women, the idea that the goal here was to be a whole integrated person, and what was like a brand new idea.
Yeah.
And it literally made them weep.
Yeah.
Isn't that fascinating?
It is fascinating. I cry on my yoga mat, too, because I think I get stuff unstuck. You know, stuff
that's
moved around.
Absolutely.
So what is the massive leap that people have to take to embrace God or God's message or feeling close to God?
I think about it less like a massive leap and more like what has been all around you the whole time. You're just now waking up to it. So I will often meet people who will say, I was over at so-and-so's house. They made this meal. There were a bunch of friends. There was good music in the background. It was like a transcendent evening. Mm-hmm. And essentially what they're saying is it was a meal with friends, and yet it was more than a meal with friends. And in the Hebrew scriptures, there's a whole body of language and terms and metaphors and images to describe this experience when you're experiencing something, but the experience points beyond itself. It's almost like it's an echo of a larger sound.
Mm.
So I've met lots of people who are atheists who then describe extraordinary experiences, the birth of a child, the sunset, an amazing song, the feeling of satisfaction of work well done. They'll describe transcendent experiences in which they're filled with wonder and awe. And I would simply say there's a long tradition of people who said you are experiencing the divine in those moments.
Right. I have two friends who are atheists, and they are the most Christ-like people I have ever met.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I actually think we're moving beyond even these categories, because generally when you meet atheists, they're very thoughtful, kind people, and oftentimes when they tell you the God they don't believe in, you don't believe in that God either. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm usually like, well, I don't find that a compelling worldview as well. And even, like, I literally was invited to a debate, is religion good or bad for the world? And the hosts said, you can choose what side you'll argue. So I think even, which I thought was, like, such a great sign of the times. I couldn't make it, but.
Yeah, so you
such
were.
Such a great sign of the times when you call a pastor and say, you know, we're going to let you argue whatever side you want.
The debate was, is religion good or bad for you? And you got to choose what side you were on?
Is it good or bad for the world?
Oh, good or bad
and
for the world.
They ask a pastor and say, we'll let you pick what side you're on. Like, at that point, you have to just say, our categories aren't working anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So silly. Rob Bell is the guest. What we talk about when we talk about God. In just the few minutes we have left, what's the message you want to share with listeners this morning through this book?
I want people to see the world as the electric place that it is. I want people to see the wonder and beauty. There's a lot of suffering. There's a lot of heartache. There's cancer and car accidents and everything in between. But there is a long tradition of people for thousands of years who have seen something else going on here, sometimes just below the surface, something good, something redeeming, something beautiful, something spiritual. And it's not crazy, and it's not wacko, and it's not pre-rational nonsense to affirm we may not be alone here. There may be somebody at work, something at work in the world doing something beautiful that we can each be a part of.
Wonderful. All right. You know, I know you're not working at the moment, but could you put a blessing on my listeners, please?
I would. May you be filled with grace and peace. May you be filled with wonder and awe. May you walk outside and look up at the sky. May the sun shine on your face. And may you hear the voice of God say, I did this all for you.
Amen. That's Rob Bell. Find more at robbell.com. And if you missed any part of this interview, you can hear it again at kcontheradio.com. We are going to Eat Well and Live Well next with Alex, and Marcy Niffin will share a mind-body moment, too. Coming up.
It's KC on the Radio, the health and happiness show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. KC on the Radio, fun and inspiration.
It's time for the annual Jazz Up Your Foundation Bra Decorating Contest. It's Thursday, October 16th at Hudson Valley Hospital Center. This Breast Cancer Awareness Month event at the Cheryl R. Lindenbaum Comprehensive Cancer Center allows women to creatively tell their breast cancer story or support a loved one. You can schedule your mammogram that night, too. Jazz Up Your Foundation. For details, visit hvhc.org. Do you have a non-healing wound? You may be a candidate for treatment at Hudson Valley Hospital's Center for Wound Care and Hyperbaric Medicine. Now celebrating its fifth anniversary, this renowned center is one of two facilities in all of New York State to receive the top rating, accreditation with distinction, from the Undersea and Hyperbaric Medical Society, the nation's foremost authority on wound care and hyperbaric medicine. Learn more about this Center of Excellence for Wound Healing by visiting hvhc.org.
Did you know depression, constipation, and cold hands and feet may be related? These symptoms may be indicators of thyroid disease, so antidepressants aren't always the answer for depression. Patients may see a therapist for their psychological issues and never discuss their physical symptoms. Likewise, patients may tell their healthcare provider about being cold, tired, and constipated, yet never mention their psychological symptoms, thinking that these issues are not related. Thyroid function is complex and can be affected by stress, diet, autoimmune disease, medications, your environment, and more. It's important to tell your providers all your symptoms, as they may paint a different picture for an accurate diagnosis and effective treatment. Be a health detective and partner with your healthcare provider to solve the mystery of your depression and its possible link to thyroid disease. This is Marcy Niffin, licensed clinical social worker with your Mind-Body Minute. Find me at www.mindbodyputnam.com.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinelle offering you the astrology forecast for the week. This weekend, a Sun-Jupiter picture in the sky encourages opportunity and fresh perspective. Also, there's a Venus-Uranus picture which leads to dreams, inspiration, and/or exotic love. You may feel the Mercury retrograde acutely. That means electronics, meetings, and traffic are all up for challenges. Back up your files, double-check appointments, and leave yourself plenty of time. If you go for a bike ride, for instance, make sure you have tire repair tools. This can be a metaphor as well. Sunday has a hum that generates continual buzz, easy conversations with one thought leading to another. Late afternoon into evening promotes a glow of well-being. On Columbus Day, discussions work through a lot of dissent with much less effort than usual in the morning. On Tuesday, hasty decisions lead to regret. Allow any important choices to simmer because impulse is not your friend today. Concentrated effort reaps long-term results on Tuesday. Thursday brings an exuberance and a playfulness that is hard to resist. Life may be stressful, but it is essential to nurture the joy. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course. You can obtain access to a more in-depth daily forecast at insightoasis.com. This is Pamela Cuccinelle, and may the stars light your path. Have a stellar week.
Hi, it's Casey. Read Pamela's monthly forecast in Natural Awakenings magazine. If you're going gluten-free for health reasons, you may want to be sure that's necessary and read the labels, or you could be getting whacked with lots of extra sugar. Meet nutritionist Alex Berniker of Healthy Living with Alex, A-L-I-X. First, Alex, tell me a little bit about you.
I'm based out of Montrose, New York in Westchester, but I travel all over.
All right. And are you from Montrose, New York in Westchester?
Not originally. I'm actually originally from Manhattan and then Croton and now Montrose with my husband.
You keep moving up the Hudson. Next stop, Poughkeepsie.
I do. Yes. Awesome.
HealthyLivingWithAlex.com. First, just quickly, a little bit about you. Where did you get your education and what put you on this path?
I got my education at the Institute of Integrative Nutrition based out of Manhattan. I actually originally went to school for psychology. I'm back in school at Brooklyn for nutrition just to get more information about different nutrition and advice to give to people. I went on this path after my own eating disorder for like 10 years. Got help from a great, great therapist, and she actually recommended me to move forward with helping other people.
Wow. And good for you, Alex Berniker.
Thank you.
HealthyLivingWithAlex.com.
Yes.
And it's A-L-I-X. That is big and brave and beautiful. Good for you.
Thank you.
And isn't it fascinating, this world of food and nutrition? Isn't it fascinating?
It is. It really is. And it really is. I mean, I was always afraid to eat. I thought everything would make you gain weight. And once you learn about the right foods and what your body should be eating and shouldn't be eating, it's amazing what you can really eat and do and how you feel afterwards.
And enjoy. And enjoy,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Life is about enjoyment. All right. So let's quickly talk about pre and post-workout nutrition. What should we eat before we work out? What should we eat after we work out?
Before you work out, you should eat carbs, and I'm talking about good carbs, not the bad carbs like the bagels and the breads that people think that you should eat, like carbo load that a lot of people have heard about, especially sports players, pasta, that sort of stuff. Those are bad carbs. You should really be eating fruits, vegetables, rice, quinoa, beans, stuff like that before you work out. And that's your pre-workout foods, and your after-workout foods should contain a protein and potassium, such as eggs, fish, especially tuna and salmon, cheese, chicken, yogurt, nuts, nut butters, and then bananas, avocados, dark leafy greens like kale, spinach, and collards, and coconut water. You should always load up on coconut water
after
a workout.
What's the big thing with coconut water? I don't get it. What is that?
It replenishes your electrolytes after your workout. So instead of grabbing a Gatorade to replenish those electrolytes with all the sugars and additives and everything else that you don't want in your body, coconut water is a natural way of replenishing those electrolytes.
And it's just water and coconut.
Right. It's
stuff.
Water from a coconut, and it's wonderful. A lot of people don't like the taste. If you add it into a smoothie afterwards, you're kind of getting rid of that taste of the coconut water.
Oh, okay. So coconut water is like today's castor oil, I guess.
Right.
All right. Seasonal eating. I've never eaten with the seasons, I don't think. What's that all about?
Oh, I always eat with the seasons. Strawberries are a spring season. I always use this example because everybody loves strawberries year-round. When you're buying them in December, you're buying them from California. So you don't know how long they were picked, how long it took to get to New York. So you don't know what was added to them to still give them that pink or red color to them.
Right.
You don't want to eat that stuff. There's pesticides in it. There's chemicals that just harm your body. So when you start eating with the seasons, you know exactly what is in season. You know what you're eating. You know that it was locally grown from a farmer in your area, and it keeps your body clean and away from all those toxins that you don't want to be eating.
I have to tell you, July, 4th of July time, I saw some eye candy, and it was a beautiful container of berries, raspberries.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, that'll be great. I'll put those out on my July 4th picnic table. Beautiful
mm-hmm.
raspberries. But this was in a great big store that's not known for it's not known for being health conscious. Let's put it that way.
Okay.
And I forgot to serve the berries. Weeks later, in the back of my refrigerator, I found these berries, and they were still perfect.
Right, and you have to ask yourself what was being added to those to make them still look perfect weeks and weeks later.
I was terrified. I was like, oh my God, you know, they're nuclear or something. I don't know. It was,
right. It's just not good for your body. And if it's doing that to the food that you're consuming, what can it actually do to your body then?
Right, right. I mean, these were great looking raspberries weeks after the 4th of July.
All right. No.
The big thing is gluten-free. There's some people saying, what's that all about?
Gluten-free is great if you do have a gluten sensitivity. I eat gluten. I watch what I eat. I can be intolerant to certain things, just like dairy. You know your body. You know your stomach, you know how you feel after you eat certain things. Gluten-free will not make you lose weight like a lot of people think. You can actually gain weight because you're losing a lot of important nutrients that you do need. You're cutting out your fiber, you're cutting out iron, you're cutting out essential vitamins that you want, and you're adding more sugar when you are going gluten-free.
Oh.
You should always read your ingredients no matter what. If you do feel like you have a gluten sensitivity, you should just monitor what you eat. Grab an eating journal is what I always recommend. Write down everything you eat. Write down how you feel afterwards. Start taking things away and seeing if you feel better. If you do think you have a sensitivity, you should always see your primary doctor about it too. But it can make you gain weight, and it's not the healthiest choice to go if you're doing it for health reasons. I recommend eating healthy, making most of your meals, half of your meals daily, vegetables and fruits, and calling it a day.
Half of your meals, fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
We're talking to Alex Berniker, by the way, from healthyliving with alex.com, and it's A-L-I-X. I love the idea of a food diary. The other night, I had gone to bed. My husband is sitting on the couch watching TV with his headphones on because I go to bed very early.
Okay.
And that's, you know, he's so good. He puts his headphones on as not to keep me up. And he is coughing and choking and rattling with just distress. So I went up to him and tapped him on the shoulder, and he took off one of his headphones off his ear, and I said, today at the neighbor's house, you had cookies, you had cake, and you had ice cream cake on top of your hot dog and hamburger rolls. Perhaps you are struggling breathing tonight because of that.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and went back to bed. And he went on a little journey, like a week-long journey, to do without the white stuff, without the cakes and cookies and candy and bread, and he feels so much better.
Yeah, it's all those refined sugars. It's the added dairy as well. Ooh, I'm sorry about my dog.
No, I'm happy to meet your dog.
His name is Piper.
Piper!
Yes, and he eats as well as we do, if not better.
Yeah. So, I feed my dog all natural.
That's what we do, too. Yeah. All natural, and the only table scraps he will get are vegetables.
And what kind of a dog is Piper?
He is, we were told, a chocolate lab shepherd mix, but we think he's got a little bit of everything in him. He's a rescue.
Ah, good girl, good girl. So you were saying about the food diary.
The food diary, yes. Gluten and dairy things are in a lot of breads, cakes, cookies. They can definitely add to that mucusy cough that your husband was experiencing. My husband experiences it too, and I get on his case all the time. You need to change something in your diet because it's causing you to get that mucusy, phlegmy, like cough that you don't want to. You, one, he shouldn't want to cough it up, and two, as a wife, you don't want to hear it all night.
So. I don't want to hear it. All right. And finally, we want to talk about making your own baby food.
Yes, I am big into that. I tell all my friends that are expecting and that have kids now, you're wasting your money when you're buying foods that are already jarred or already packaged when they don't live as the shelf life isn't as long. Once you open it, you have to be done with it within 24 hours. And it's more expensive, and your kids, your babies, are not eating the foods that they're going to end up eating once you start putting them on your food diet.
Right.
So you can really mix anything. If you're eating steak one night and you want to blend up, as long as it's cooked all the way through, there's no pink in it, and you want to blend it up and make it into a puree for your baby, he or she can eat it. It's fine. Could do that with steaming veggies as well, broccoli, kale, beets, whatever it is that you want to do. Boil them, steam them, roast them, whatever you want to do. Throw them in a blender with a little bit of water. And for storage, you just take an ounce of it and put it in an ice cube tray and freeze them. And whenever you're ready to use them, just pop one out and you're ready to go. You know exactly how many ounces your child is eating that day, and they're eating foods that you know what's in them. You're not buying something and, again, not knowing what they're eating.
HealthyLivingWithAlex.com. Anything else our listeners need to know this morning?
Always, always read ingredients. My rule of thumb is if you cannot pronounce an ingredient, your body cannot metabolize it. So be sure you know what you're eating.
Read your labels and read more about nutrition from Alex at HealthyLivingWithAlex.com. Have you liked Casey on the Radio on Facebook yet? Could you do that today, please? See you soon.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.